Now to one of the biggest challenges American schools face right now, meeting the mental health needs of students. This morning we're going to focus on the youngest brains in the system, preschoolers. In 2012, some 6,700 children enrolled in public pre-K around the country were suspended. Experts argue that suspending a 3 or 4-year-old, no matter how bad the behavior, is a bad idea. New research out this week highlights a powerful alternative to simply sending a child home. Corey Turner of the NPR Ed Team has the story.
It's playtime for Miss Terry Walker's preschool class. They're bouncing off the walls of a small YMCA gymnasium in a low-income neighborhood of Bridgeport, Connecticut. While most kids play tag, one boy wearing bright orange socks heads straight for a crate in the corner. There, among the balls and cones, he finds a long plastic stick, and he starts swinging it at the nearest child. Miss Terry, as the kids call her, quickly steps in, but listen to how she does it.
It's too high? Okay, let's put it low. All right, there we go. High five.
In many preschools, the words no, stop, and don't get thrown around like glitter. But not in Miss Terry's class. Instead, she turns the boy's stick into a game, a bar that he and soon everybody else wants to jump over.
Oh, yes. You did it.
Social worker Maria Santos, who's been watching and coaching Miss Terry, can barely contain her excitement.
That's like the perfect example of gentle redirection and, you know, telling children what to do instead of what not to do, right? Because that's how they're going to learn that.
Mm-hmm. Santos is part of a program run out of Connecticut's Department of Children and Families that's meant to help any pre-K teacher or child care provider in the state who's having trouble with a disruptive child. It's called the Early Childhood Consultation Partnership, or ECCP. And before we get to how it works, it appears that it does work.
The children who got the intervention had a significant decrease in the types of challenging behaviors that are likely to lead to a classroom expulsion or suspension.
That's Walter Gilliam at Yale. He and his research team have studied the program for years and just published their latest findings. While it's tough to know if ECCP has long-term benefits, the short-term results, just reported in the Journal of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, were impressive. That doesn't surprise Michelle Genest. She's assistant director of childcare at that Bridgeport Y and calls ECCP phenomenal. Because so many kids there struggle with poverty, hunger, and trauma, Genest says, disruptive behavior is a common challenge.
We've had children attempt to run out of the building, throw furniture. We've had children severely injure other children.
Still, Genest says, suspension never makes sense. And she sees ECCP, which costs just over $2 million a year, as a vital investment in the mental health of Connecticut's most vulnerable kids.
You have to start it now. And if you pump all of your resources in to making productive little people, they are going to grow up to be productive members of society.
Here's how it works. For 3 months, Maria Santos drops in and out of Miss Terry's classroom, offering subtle pointers. The boy with orange socks acts out when he's bored. So give him a front seat at circle time. When he lashes out, it's not anger, but frustration. He's 3, and words don't come easily for him. On this day, after free play, Santos sits with the boy and a little girl at the blocks table. When he snatches a toy from her,
I hurt my feelings.
That hurt your feelings? Can you help us come up with a solution to our problem? You both want to play with that wheel.
With Miss Terry watching, Santos deftly gets the kids building together.
Oh, so now there's a bridge and there's a stop sign at the end of the bridge.
A big part of Santos's job is also building figurative bridges between teachers and parents. In this case, between Miss Terry and the boy's grandmother. The problem is, many pre-K teachers, they don't have the time to do this alone. And they're certainly not paid to do it, often earning less than parking attendants and bellhops. And it's not just teachers who welcome the help.
Caitlin helped me kind of view our daughter Ruby in a new lens.
Annie, a mother in Greenwich, Connecticut, struggled to make sense of her 4-year-old's defiant behavior. With the help of ECCP consultant Caitlin Dunn, she and her husband, Greg, who are also expecting, had several breakthroughs with Ruby, including this one.
She was very nervous about her baby brother coming, and she was afraid that we would love baby brother more than we love her.
But being 4, it was hard for Ruby to say that. Instead,
behavior is the language of the child.
That's Liz Biscio, a licensed clinical social worker and director of ECCP. And those may be the 7 most important words in this whole story, so I'm going to play them again.
Behavior is the language of the child.
Not only that, says Biscio, unruly behavior is usually a symptom of something else, often stress, though it can be an early red flag for mental illness. With her consultants, she wants to help teachers and parents get past the symptom to the source. If you don't...
It's kind of like saying you have a major illness and part of it is a cough and we're going to give you a cough drop.
To be clear, ECCP isn't just focused on disruptive kids. Biscio's 24 consultants spend much of their time working classroom-wide, helping teachers build vital social-emotional skills in all of their students. That can mean teaching kids the turtle technique. If something bad happens, go into your shell, take 3 deep breaths, and think calm thoughts. Or my favorite, setting up a cozy corner. Miss Terry in Bridgeport, she has one. 5-year-old Madison points me to it. A nook in the back wall, padded with pillows and stuffed animals.
If you cry for your mom, then you can go in a cozy corner.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever needed to use the cozy corner?
I didn't want to go to school the one day.
Instead of punishing big feelings, teachers need to respect and help kids manage them. For Miss Terry, that also means...
Let's do some meditation. Everybody, eyes are closed. Let's go. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Since ECCP began, it's reached more than 30,000 children. And of the many preschoolers it's helped directly, 98% were still suspension-free 6 months later, which means more kids on Miss Terry's big red rug celebrating their graduation to kindergarten.
I'm not far, I'm not
Corey Turner, NPR News, Bridgeport, Connecticut.